जब तक हिंदू मुसलमान का इशू नहीं सॉल्व होएगा ना, वाइल इट सर्व्स द पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज वेरी वेल, इट इज ट्रूली डिग्रेडिंग फॉर द कंट्री। खुदा ना खास्ता ताजमहल के नीचे मंदिर निकल आता है, ताजमहल थोड़ा ना हटा दोगे। दीज आर नॉट थिंग्स वेयर द कंट्री शुड फोकस एनीमोर। यूजुअली यू डोंट मेक मनी इन स्टार्टअप्स। लाइफ इज नॉट लाइक शार्क टैंक। एंटरप्रेन्योर्स हु मेक इट बिग, इट लुक्स वेरी फैंसी, इट्स नॉट। सो इंडिया एज अ कंट्री नो, इट्स अ वेरी hostile country to do anything.
In today's episode of Figuring Out, we have an entrepreneur who started his journey in the final year of MBBS with an augmented reality startup, AdStuck. In the year 2016, he built Innovate, one of the India's biggest and the best co-working spaces, which was incubated by Y Combinator. Later, it was sold to Oyo for more than 200 crores. He's also one of the most active angel investors in the country, who's invested in more than 100 startups like Josh Talks, PSafe, Truly Madly. And in this episode, we've talked about what needs to change with India's current education system, how to deal with competitors, what is stopping India to become truly a world power, what type of startups fail and succeed, how to build right culture for your organization, and the one thing which every entrepreneur is wrong about. We have Dr. Ritesh Malik with us. So make sure that you watch this episode till the end, because this is one of the podcasts which is very different, which talks about what is wrong with the current system in our country, what is wrong with India, what every entrepreneur gets it wrong about everything in the startup. So instead of talking about rights, we have talked about wrong. Make sure you watch this episode till the end. Deepak says that there is a possibility that जो US reserve का इतना, जो US currency dollar का जो इतना ज़्यादा strength है वो ख़त्म हो सकता है in 90-year cycle, because every 11-year cycle में market change होता है, 90-year cycle में वो पूरा economic cycle change होता है.
See, it's a very subjective one, very hard to comment on it, but in my opinion, the sole way to get any currency accepted is to have the blessing of the government, at least in the foreseeable future. Agar government ne koi currency ban kar di, or if there is any intersection where, because by the end of the day, we are governed by a law. We are not a free hold organization as a country. And typically there are small countries that may legitimize cryptocurrency, but a country like India, in my opinion, it will take a lot of time.
Okay.
At the same time, true value of cryptocurrency is also of a lot of question mark right now. Typically, I know a lot of people who say, we are using cryptocurrency for converting cash into crypto.
Yeah.
Now, these kind of things are definitely, and obviously, blockchain has a lot of advantage. But we really need to be very careful about mass scale adoption of a technology which has which may have potential down risks. So I think it will take time. US dollar abhi bhi, I think hum log na pichle 20 saal se sun rahe hain ki US dollar ho sakta hai destabilize ho jaye, but abhi bhi if you see, US dollar is still one of the most sought after value holding tenders in the world.
So I was reading that sometimes the technology is super good, but उस गुड टेक्नोलॉजी का सबसे बड़ा डिसएडवांटेज है दैट इट्स अ टेक्नोलॉजी विच इज अंडरस्टूड बाय फ्यू. सो अगर आप उसका मास अडॉप्शन भी देते हो, इट गेट कंट्रोल एट द एंड ऑफ द डे बाय द पीपल हु अंडरस्टैंड. बाकी लोग उसको यूज करते हैं, बेनिफिट्स हैं, लेकिन जो लोग कंट्रोल करेंगे ना फिर एंड में पूरा,
बिल्कुल आई एग्री.
सो अवेयरनेस का ही प्रॉब्लम होगा. सो दैट वाज अ क्वेश्चन इन इंडिया, चाइना एंड मास इकोनॉमीज की, हियर पीपल डोंट अंडरस्टैंड हाउ द बेसिक इकोनॉमी वर्क्स. How do you expect them to understand the economy of crypto?
Yeah. See, the challenge is with our education system. We are not taught the three most important things of life. 99.99% of all problems of humanity are across health, relationships, and wealth. Ye tino ke upar hamara school hame kuch batata hi nahi hai. Again, I'll tell you, health, relationships, and wealth. And we are taught that wealth is more important than relationships. Relationships are more important than health. It's actually other way around. If you see, this is very interesting. There was a survey done by more than 1,500 participants whose age was higher than 94 in the US.
Okay.
And unse pucha gaya, what would you give advice? Like, you've been on this planet for
94 years, 95 years.
What is the advice that you will give to people who have to traverse time? So, not even a single one said that money is more important than health or relationships. 90% of the respondents said that relationships will define your happiness. Health will elongate time. And you should have money for downturns, but quantum of money is always a question mark. Your satisfaction can be, and obviously, basic money is obviously very important. I'm not discounting the fact that money is a legal tender to exchange value. It is very important. But at the same time, larger focus on relationships and health is something which can truly make you happy. And the last thing which I believe is that hamare desh ki education system na, it's not changing. Today, we are still learning about 1965s. Hum abhi bhi mechanical engineering, chemical engineering. These are good things, but curriculum needs to be, we need to be a forward. And that is why we are building Plaksha University. It's not for profit. Technology University of the future. We should not be teaching things of the past. We should be teaching future mein kya hone wala hai. Agar aap apna pura NCERT utha lo, you will only and only see things which are
past.
Pehle kya hua tha? Ashoka ne kya kiya? Which is very good. Ashoka kab paida hua? It's good to know, but it's not relevant in today's age. The question is, why did Ashoka think? How did he conquer? There were only two kings who conquered Hukumat-e-Hindustan. The first one was Ashoka. The second one was Jalaluddin Muhammad Akbar. Now the thing is, what was their thought process? How did they think is more important than when were they born? So I think continuous focus on and then obviously wealth, management of wealth. A lot of people, the humans are not good investors. If you see humans, they 90% of people lose money in their lives. The reason is they're not good investors. Because they don't understand the basic concept of inflation. They don't understand the basic concept. If you understand inflation, you will never do an FD.
Yeah.
If you understand and taxation, you will never do an FD. You will always do a corporate bond. If you understand compounding, you will never invest in a stock at one go. You will always do an SIP. If you understand, risk mitigation, you will always create it levers to ensure that wealth erosion does not happen. So I think these things need to be taught with values to us from a very, very early stage.
So, okay, coming back to the main point, which you said, ki wealth is not as important as relationship. Relationship is not as important as health, right? It should be other way around. So, iska sabse bada reason, do you think the reason is ki we celebrate wrong things? We celebrate because when you look at, let's say, media, we look at people, we look at examples, we look at role models. We are celebrating those role models because of the amount of fame they have, the amount of money they have. Iski wajah se people value other things, or what's the reason? Like, why is it happening? Because I've always had the same feeling ki I value wealth more than anything else. And most of the people I know around my family, my friends, they all, at least in my age, people value wealth. My parents, they value relationships. And then when you look at my grandfather, grandma, they value health the most. So it's with generations.
So I think obviously age matures you and you start understanding the true value of, if you ask my dad, what is the most important thing? Now he's in that phase where he says relationships and health. When you don't have money, you always focus on. So as humans, we always focus on things we don't have. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
We never focus on things that we have. If I have a good wife, I will still focus on what are her shortcomings. If I have a good child, I will still focus on what are her shortcomings. I think as humans, we are negative. We just want to look at things that are not good with us, and we never contented. And I think, typically speaking, today, in today's day and age, as a creator, you have an opportunity to actually, now inflation, in the past 4 years, mass adoption of the word inflation has come. If you see Google Trends, people have started knowing about inflation due to creators. Due to creators like yourself, due to creators like Ranveer, like Ankur, because you are the new age heroes and teachers of India. You have a lot of responsibility on your shoulders because you are the distribution engines of the right content. What you post will attract value and vice versa. So in my opinion, and this is my true opinion, schooling ko pehle to 14 saal se 8 saal pe karna chahiye. We should not be bogged down, and schooling should start at 8-ish. It should end at 16. Then you should have a gap 2 years. Then you focus on maybe college. Education is an experience on how to live, not what to learn. Unfortunately, if I ask you a question, did you read math? You did, right?
Yeah.
Math mein, aapne Pythagoras theorem padha tha.
Yeah.
Aap meko ek question batao. Pythagoras theorem today, are you going to use Pythagoras theorem in your life right now? The question is, why aren't we teaching value systems? Why aren't we teaching honesty, trust, building relationships, having a good health? We are commoditized. And see, media, hamare desh ka chautha stambh hai. Media needs to be more responsible. We consume, what we consume consumes us. It's as simple as that. Media needs to celebrate the right things. Unfortunately, because we are negative-minded beings, as an animal, who a Homo sapien is that we want to consume negative content. We want to see Hindu Muslim fighting. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the truth, and that is why media will always be biased towards revenue or towards their value creation. And their value creation does not happen on positive news, unfortunately. So negative news is the reason. India is a chaotic country is because even in 20, see, we are in this century, and if we are again fighting because of Hindu Musliman, it's shameful. It's not something that you should even hear about in your life.
Yeah.
I've stopped watching TV. I cannot watch. It induces so much frustration for this country and you lose hope. What kind of a country are we?
You know, one of the major reasons which I feel it starts, why media is like this, why we're talking about all of these things is ki education, at least in our education system, we are always taught to just follow. We are never taught to ask questions and raise questions. From day one, hume bataya jata hai ki ye dekho teacher ne bola hai, ye kar lo. ये देखो टीचर ने बोला है ग्रेड 2 में ग्रेड 5 में ग्रेड 10 में ये करते जाओ. किसी से बोला ही नहीं कि यार ये पूछो कभी सवाल कि क्यों क्या कैसे कर रहे हैं. एंड बिकॉज वी स्टॉप आस्किंग क्वेश्चंस एज वी ग्रो वी आर ऑलवेज लुकिंग फॉर इंस्ट्रक्शंस. सो विद मीडिया ऑल्सो मीडिया अंडरस्टैंड्स दिस. दैट्स व्हाई मीडिया का काम इज टू पुट आउट फैक्ट्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू एंड रेज क्वेश्चंस. बट व्हाट मीडिया इज डूइंग टेक्निकली दे आर इंस्ट्रक्टिंग यू इन सम वे नजिंग यू टुवर्ड्स वन डायरेक्शन.
दे आर बेसिकली ओपिनियटिंग.
Opinion, yes.
And I just feel very sad when I see a lot of journalists shouting on the top of their voice. I'll tell you, I miss Doordarshan. It was so calm. It was so quiet. It was relevant news. I just feel that media's job is to lay out the facts, not be the fact. And lastly, I'll also tell you a very interesting thing. And this is something which I always tell journalists. In startup ecosystem, the good part is whatever you give limelight to will attract people.
Yeah.
If I close the lights of this room, that room would look beautiful. While वहाँ पे अभी lights ज़्यादा नहीं है, वो फिर भी अच्छा लगेगा.
क्योंकि ये एकदम dark.
क्योंकि ये. So I think spotlight phenomenon में our media celebrates fundraisers. That's the worst form of celebration. Raising funds are not a, it's not a destination. यहाँ से आपको जयपुर जाना है. And Kotputli beach mein aata hai, wahan pe agar aapne petrol pump mein thoda petrol bharwa diya, uske liye aapko taaliyan nahi mil sakti. Taaliyan milengi aapko tameez se safely Jaipur pahunchne pe, ghar lock karke, gaadi ki safely rakhe. That is what true success is. So I just feel we celebrate things for the wrong, and this needs to change. Last year, so many founders got so much recognition. Kisi ne 100 million, kisi ne 200 million, kisi ne 300 million raise kar liya. Itne sare startups wahi band ho rahe hain aaj. So I just feel that, and also, what is the common currency of store of wealth. That is another, as humanity, we need to see how do we value storing wealth. The question is, I have a question to say, a company which was, say, valued at 100 crore rupees, just got listed at, say, 30 crore rupees. Hmm. Now, the value of the founder in just 5 days becomes, say, 100 crores to 30 crores. How can you equate wealth? So, in my opinion, wealth metric and wealth understanding is very difficult. How do you... I don't understand tomorrow if there's a small mishap of Tesla. You cannot... So, I think continuous and non-fidgeting wealth creation needs to come, and there needs to be a global standard for that. I think that is very important. So, I'll tell you a very small example. I sold my business for a very small value, but I have everything in check in my bank account. Now, am I more wealthy than a founder who's 2x of my net worth, but it's all in the papers, and his papers say that he cannot sell his stocks for the next 6 years? Now, who's more wealthy? According to media, that gentleman is more wealthy. But in my opinion, I'm not saying I'm wealthy or I'm not wealthy, but I'm just saying that the concept of wealth and equation of wealth also needs to be added in terms of your relationship quotient, your health, all these things. Once you build a holistic form of wealth, no, I think that is when you can truly decide whether you are wealthy or not.
Very interesting point. And you talked about your startup. Mikko, a question tha, which I wanted to ask is, do you think that what's a startup's purpose? Like, what's a success, right? Do you think selling a business successfully is success, or is it like holding on to it and then making it yourself? Like, what's the purpose? If you're selling it, right, don't you think you kill your own purpose that, hey, I was going to revolutionize XYZ space and then now I've killed it?
So, the purpose of startup is to continuously add value to your consumers and customers' life, irrespective of what's happening within the company. So that should be the purpose typically. Yeah. And this should happen by making a profit on every transaction. So this is how I feel about it. Sustained. Hmm. Example, if I'm there and I tell you, ke, Raj bhai, aap na mujhse 10 rupay ka note le lo aur mujhe 8 rupay wapis de do. You'll feel happy about it. Because you know you are making 2 rupees on every transaction. Yeah. And if you do it 1 lakh times every day with me, you're going to make 2 lakh rupees every single day. Right? And while I will lose money on books, I can show that I'm selling 1 million rupees worth of goods to Raj on a daily basis while you are making money. But my GMV will keep on increasing. Mm. Now what happens is that this is not the right way to do business. The purpose of business is that Ritesh gives you 10 rupees and you give me 12 rupees back. Yeah. On every, and you feel happy about it. The customer needs to be. So I just call these sticky products, and I call this the natural traction phenomenon. Build a business where there is a natural traction. Don't do unnatural traction. So natural traction means that a consumer, once he gets exposed to your product, she or he really want to come back, pay for the product and use it, and then tell their friends about it. This is the natural traction phenomenon. Whenever I invest in, I've invested in more than 100 startups, I always see what is the natural traction of the business, not the inorganic traction. Inorganic mein to main aapko itni bar push karunga ki yaar ek bar aap na waqai mein frustrated hoge khareed hi loge, uske baad wapas nahi aoge. What is the repeat? And example, when I invested in Joe stocks, I had invested in them in 2015, I think. I just saw one thing, that their natural traction of the product at that point of time was phenomenal. Whoever attended Joe Stocks wanted to come back and attend Joe Stocks in person again. Mm. So they were, when I invested in Keto is a startup which does these crowdfunding platforms.
Yeah. Kunal, right?
Yeah. Now, when I invested in them, I realized that people wanted to really come back to it because they felt happy about it. So I realized that is the purpose of a startup. When we built Innovate, our focus was that can we revolutionize this industry and is there a genuine pain? So example, main aapko bada interesting bata dun, Raj. if you go to Kanpur, to one of the offices of Kanpur, you cannot enter inside. Garmi itni hoti hai. Log paseene mein hote hain. Pyaaz, achar, jab lunch ho raha hota hai, ekdam badbu phail jati hai. Washrooms, you cannot enter. Wi-Fi chal nahi raha hota. This is, and we wanted to revolutionize this for India at Innovate. We said, you come to an Innovate, I would love for you to go to one of the Innovates. We said, we will not copy your WeWork. We are going to build our own design thesis, and we are going to build the best productivity experience for humankind on the planet at a price conscious level. So the goal was, the moment you enter an Innovate, you see good design, very good AC, amazing Wi-Fi, good coffee, and a place where people can come and start being a part of a community. And when we started doing that, for that people wanted, hamara per seat cost agar 4000 rupees ka tha, to log hamare ko 8000 dene ko ready the. 2000 main apni HQ cost manta tha, aur 2000 main apna profit manta tha. So at unit level, you can be, you can never ever lose money at unit level. This is my particular belief. Mm-hmm. There are very few businesses like Facebook that need to lose money at unit level to start with, but 99% of the businesses have a clear cut product market fit.
Okay, so now you talked about product market fit or unit economics ke upar humne baat kari. It's very important to have this kind of product jo stick kar jaye, tabhi you can charge a premium from day one, right? So what are the attributes of a sticky product? What do you think, like two or three things in a product which stand out? कि यार ये प्रोडक्ट में ये 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 चीज हो तो मैं समझ में आता है कि स्टिकी होगा या इसमें नेचुरल ट्रैक्शन बिल्ड होगा.
सो आई तो ऑलवेज डू अ ब्रांड एनालिसिस. आई जस्ट फील दैट इज द पुल ऑफ अ ब्रांड इंपॉर्टेंट. सो दिस इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. इफ यू ड्रिंक स्टारबक्स का कॉफी इन एन एवरेज स्टोर, यू विल नेवर अप्रिशिएट स्टारबक्स. दे आर नॉट द बेस्ट कॉफी मेकर्स इन द वर्ल्ड. If you know their vision statement, they say to be the best purveyor of coffee for humankind. Now, they might not be the best coffee in the world, but they have built a cult around them. Raj Chamani might not be the best creator in the world, but you have followers because you have built a consistent cult around it. And I think that cult is very important. People no longer want to use products. पहले क्या होता था, डिटर्जेंट जब बेचते थे लोग, वो क्या करते थे, एक निर्मा का ऐड दिया या आपने अपनी कंपनी का ऐड दिया, वन वे इंटरेक्शन था. पीपल टूडे डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू बाय बेनिफिट, दे डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू बाय फीचर्स, दे वॉन्ट टू बाय बेनिफिट्स. दे वॉन्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड वॉट डज दिस प्रोडक्ट डू टू मी. एग्जाम्पल, इफ समवन इज टीचिंग डांस, people don't want to learn dance. People want to use dance as a way to remove depression, to be more active, to be healthy, to be more, to be a better public speaker, to be more outspoken, remove introvertness. So I think selling features is very easy. Selling benefits is very hard. And that's the difference between a Samsung and an Apple. So I just feel that you should, and secondly, your core, you should understand what is the core problem of the customer. So when we started Innovate, hame bade logon ne kaha ke yaar, WeWork daru bechta, aap daru bechna chalu karo. He said, we don't want to. Because that was not problem of my customer. My customer does not want to drink alcohol at 12. What they want to, they might like it for 1 or 2 days. They don't want to do it every day. We realized that our customer wants 5 things. And talk to your customers. The easiest way to build a good PMF is talk to your customers on a daily basis. 5 cheeze humne ek survey kiya Innovate mein. This is very interesting. I thought people would care about light, about so many things. Community, a lot of things. I was shocked to hear what people said. 5 consistent things about Innovate. They said that we will leave Innovate agar ye 5 nahi hongi. Meko laga sabse pehle hogi batti aur wo. The first one was Wi-Fi.
Okay.
They said, you fuck up with your Wi-Fi and we are not going to come to you. Wi-Fi is at the, it's a basic hygiene for a co-working. You have so many co-working spaces, beautiful. And Wi-Fi niche hota na, you don't like it. Second, I thought, ab light bani important hogi, woh tha hi nahi. Light was not in the top 5 actually. The second one was AC. We want चाहे बत्ती हो ना हो, वाईफाई हो और एसी हो, हम काम कर लेंगे. द थर्ड वन, अब मुझे लगा कि कॉफी आएगा होएगा, कुछ नहीं. दे सेड वी वांट हाइजीनिक वॉशरूम्स. एंड देन वी रियलाइज, एंड आई कोटेड इट दिस, दैट इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो अ मैंस कैरेक्टर, टॉक टू हिम फॉर एन आवर. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो अ ऑफिसेस कैरेक्टर, गो टू द वॉशरूम. वॉशरूम्स आर डर्टीएस्ट प्लेसेस इन इंडिया. एंड वी सेड यार, बिकॉज वी यूज वॉशरूम्स ऑन अ रेगुलर बेसिस एंड दैट experience. So what we started doing, hamare washrooms mein aap jao, we started giving Listerine, we started giving sanitary pads, we started giving brush, we started giving in toothpaste, perfumes, just making it a very, and washrooms should be as hygienic as your washroom, as your bedrooms. The fourth one, we thought ab to light aayegi ya kuch aayega. We realized fourth one they needed was, it should be near a metro station. And the fifth one was that you should do events to build the community part of it. So we realized that we focus on ki light kaisi hogi, fancy hogi, they don't care about it. Ab normal light laga do, vibe achhi honi chahiye. So I think for entrepreneurs, I always tell them, see, and that is why entrepreneurs who build businesses on their own problems end up doing better, because they are very close to the problem. Be very close to the problem.
So I like what you said, but a problem hai ki when I, let's say I have certain problem with XYZ stuff and I want to solve it, I might solve it for ek type ke stakeholders. For example, I may be on the supplier side or maybe at the consumer side. Main us type ka solve kar dunga kyunki main us cheez ka customer tha. To baaki logo ka kaise solve hota hai? So first thing is you learn from other industries, other competitors. But usme fir second part aa jata hai ki ya competitors ko beat kaise karo, because someone who's doing, let's say WeWork was an obvious competitor, right? How do innovate, how does like innovate make sure ki main WeWork se zyada stand out karu?
So I'll tell you two things. One, and this is my kunji, this is my guide for fighting with people who have more war chest than you.
Okay.
You will always have this challenge. People will start businesses in your industry and they will have more capital than you have. The easiest way, and people think that it's very difficult to fight with them. It's very easy actually. The first thing that you do is stay silent. Today I'm talking about our competition. While building the business, I never used to talk about the competition. Don't give them limelight. Don't give them anything. They will spend a lot of money on entering the business. They will spend a lot of money on educating your customers about co-working. Us time pe co-working koi janta nahi tha. Aap Google Trends dekho, 2016 mein jab WeWork India aaya, tab koi janta hi nahi tha.
Yeah.
And they started, in fact, we are grateful to WeWork that they started co-working in India, because that legitimized the industry. To jabhi bhi zyada aa raha na, unko marketing karne do. Don't say anything. The second is, Darwin's law is something which I really like. The theory of survival of the fittest. It is not the fastest who will survive. It is not the largest who will survive. It is the one that changes and adapts to the changing environment on a daily basis. That is why dinosaurs are no longer there. That is why whenever there is a fight between a leopard and a deer, ऐसा नहीं होता कि लेपर्ड हमेशा डियर को खा जाता है. बिकॉज इट्स नॉट द फास्टेस्ट, बिकॉज लेपर्ड कैन इज द फास्टेस्ट बट इट कैन ओनली रन फास्ट फॉर अ कपल ऑफ सेकंड्स, बट डियर कंसिस्टेंटली बिकॉज ही हैज टू रन फॉर हिज लाइफ. सो माय ओनली आइडिया हियर इज दैट डोंट फाइट विद देम, डोंट टॉक अबाउट देम, बट एट द सेम टाइम लर्न फ्रॉम देम. पीपल यूजुअली जस्ट सप्लाइंग देयर कॉम्पिटिटर्स कि वो तो बेकार है. If you ask me today, what WeWork has created is beautiful, irrespective of all the challenges. But I think personally, we have learned so much from WeWork, from the fact they were actually the builders of the co-working in the world.
Yeah.
So I think be open, learn from the competition, go to their centers and talk to their people. Spend time at WeWork. You will improve your business in ways unimaginable. And the third part is, if you can't do anything, no, the only thing where they cannot fight with you is the fact that we are a small business. We can be close to our customers. Main hamesha kehta hu, be like Ganesh ji. Have large ears and a very small mouth. Learn from your customers, talk to them, and टेक फीडबैक्स. विवेक ये नहीं मुझसे अच्छा कर सकता बिकॉज उनका फाउंडर बैठा हुआ है न्यूयॉर्क में, वो इंडिया शायद ही कभी एक एक बार आएगा, वो भी नेतागिरी करके चला जाएगा. मैं तो कस्टमर के साथ बैठ सकता हूँ. कैन यू पर्सनलाइज योर ब्रांड एंड पीपल? एंड दिस इज आई डोंट नीड टू कमेंट ऑन दिस, बट दिस इज वेरी सिंपल. पर्सनलाइज्ड ब्रांड्स, पीपल वॉन्ट टू हेयर फ्रॉम द ब्रांड्स. दे वॉन्ट टू नो, दे डोंट वॉन्ट, दे नाउ दे नो लॉन्गर जस्ट वॉन्ट टू कंज्यूम अ ब्रांड, दे वॉन्ट टू कंज्यूम द कल्ट दैट कम्स विद द ब्रांड, द थॉट प्रोसेस दैट कम्स विद द ब्रांड. People don't want to consume what you are saying, maybe other creators are saying, but they want to they want to hear from your mouth because they want to consume the cult of your thinking. So I think building, that is why community first brands, that is why you will never find Nike written anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Last time that I saw Nike written on a billboard was I think 2007 or 8.
Uske baad fir tick
hai. It's just that tick. Because, and Nike's vision statement is so beautiful. To be a source of innovation and empowerment to every athlete in the world. Now, just imagine you're wearing Nike shoes. You're not an athlete, but they have an asterisk mark on athlete. Aur usko niche unhone likha hua hai. For us, anyone who cares about being fit is an athlete. Now, this is so beautiful. If you just see this, I just believe that for every brand, you need to be fundamentally teen cheezein hoti hain brand mein. Ek hota hai core, ek hota hai positioning, aur ek hota hai persona. Agar aap Burj Khalifa ko dekhte ho dur se, to aapko neev to nahi dikhti uski. Na aapko uski positioning dikhti hai. Aapko dikhta hai uska persona. Upar ka sirf ek chota sa danda dikhta hai. Aap paas aate ho, to aapko positioning dikhti hai. Aur jab aap basement mein jaate ho, tab jaake aapko wo dikhega ke fundamentals kya hai. जिस बिल्डिंग की फंडामेंटल ठीक नहीं है ना, वो ठीक नहीं जा सकता. सो आई थिंक बिल्डिंग फंडामेंटल्स फ्रॉम डे वन, व्हाई आर यू डूइंग इट? अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल आस्क मी कि यार व्हेन इज अ गुड टाइम टू स्टार्ट. आई से द बेस्ट टाइम टू स्टार्ट अ बिजनेस वाज यस्टरडे, द नेक्स्ट बेस्ट टाइम इज नाउ, प्रोवाइडेड यू हैव अ ट्रू वैल्यू सॉल्विंग प्रॉब्लम एंड यू शुड बी पैशनेट अबाउट इट. यू शुड नॉट स्टार्ट अ बिजनेस कि नहीं यार मेरे को, आई स्टार्टेड कोवर्किंग बिकॉज दिस वॉज अ जेन्युइन चैलेंज फॉर मी. You are starting this because this might have been a genuine challenge for you. So, Sarah Blakely, who's the founder of Spanx, said a very interesting thing. She said that the reason why I started Spanx was the fact that I was not able to find those kind of pantyhose which I wanted to sell to the world. So, I think wo bada important hai. You should, if you're not passionate about the problem, no, you will quit because it's hard. But once you are passionate about the problem, मैं day one पे आपको photo बताता हूँ. 2015 की बात है. I just got engaged to my wife, and me and my wife were screwing up the chairs of at Innovate, and we realized that because we are so passionate about the fact that human should be productive.
So now that you believe in, you know, being passionate, you believe in becoming a problem solver of your own problem. A lot of people get into it because they want to create wealth. A lot of people get into it because it's very fancy celebrating. So is that wrong?
I won't say it's wrong, but you will not achieve success if you just enter it because it is fancy, because it's not fancy. It's the hardest job you'll ever do. Maybe after politics. So, you
know, like people look at shows like Shark Tank and they feel like...
No, it's... See, Shark Tank and all are great shows, by the way. But I really respect Shark Tank because they've actually institutionalized the concept of starting up in India at large scale. That being said, those are shows. There's a reason they are called shows. They need to feed India. It's like media. That being said, life is not like Shark Tank. Life is not... And people, entrepreneurs who make it big, if you enter their underbelly, if you enter their life, their life is not easy. It looks very fancy. It's not. So people who just do it for the sake of fanciness and money, they do not make money. That I can guarantee.
Okay, so you invest in a lot of startups and you have been a very early backer of Indian economy, Indian startups and everywhere, right? What do you think? What fails and what succeeds?
I think purpose is very important. Why you are starting? I always ask founders, why are you starting this? A lot of people say, ki nahi yaar, markets are hot to start this. I never invest in them. I need to understand, KR, is there a deeper reason for that person to start? There's a Harvard alum. She started a snacks business. And she said, I started because I lost my mother because of diabetes. Because when you are fighting for a larger impact goal, that I don't want people like me to not have mothers just because of diabetes. 8% desh ko diabetes hai. Jab wo motivation aa jati na, then you don't quit. Then you just focus on the fact that I want to make this, irrespective of money coming here, money getting dry, money getting flushed. I'm going to stick to this phenomenon and I'm going to make this big.
The bigger purpose. But okay, Warren Buffett has said this. Okay, that this is the hard truth. When it comes to a good operator or a good founder versus good market, always invest in good market because market tests the founders. Do you believe in this? Because now that you, if you like founder, you are passionate about the product. But if the market is downturned, the founder might fail.
100%. I think market is extremely important. But so the difference here is I don't invest to make money. My thesis is very different. The reason that I invest is to create impact. I have no intent to make even a single penny from my startup investments. The day I invest into companies, I actually call myself burnt capital. I make money from a lot of different sources. With startups, I don't intend to make money. I don't even have a single unicorn in my portfolio. Not even a single unicorn. Out of 100 companies, ek bhi unicorn nahi hai. The reason is I invest in founders who might not build 7,000 crore valued companies, but who will build profitable or near profitable HQ level companies which have a lot of substance.
The impact is high.
Impact is high.
Tell me, what is the hard truth about startup world which people don't know about? That, like, this is one thing with everybody is getting wrong. And why you don't know?
So one is, I think the hard truth is making money is way harder than it looks. It looks very simple. It's very hard. Usually you don't make money in startups. Neither as an investor nor as a founder, usually. That being said, another hard truth is because of so much money being flushed into the ecosystem, talent poaching has become a big challenge. Today, the average span of a technology person in your team is hardly months.
Yeah.
So I just feel that while the party was good, but now things will be hot. Very confident they will not be able to.
So what's the easy way to, now I'm going to ask you both the questions again, both the problem. What's the easy way to make money?
Easy way to make money is to
how do people create
be
wealth?
Patient. Be very patient. If you want to if you want to make good amount of money in startups, be patient. Don't chase valuations. People unfortunately chase a lot of valuations and they actually dig their own grave. And you have to realize the day you get a valuation of 1,000 crores, the next round you cannot do at less than 1,000 crores. And that is why being rational with valuations is extremely important. The second part is that people think that valuations are important, but they are not. Technically speaking, it won't matter whether you are valued at 1,000 crores or 100 crores or 500 crores. In the long run, it won't matter. Paytm was valued at, when they started, they actually sold 50% of the business, I think, to someone. 50%. So, obviously, it was a big thing, but finally, they bought it back. So, I just feel that wo na baad mein ho jata hai. Everything will correct. By the end of the day, when regular customers, that is the IPO or the regular customers of the Bombay Stock Exchange, when they value you, you know, that is your true value. So I just feel that go slow. Don't worry about valuations because they won't make a difference. Aaj 1,000 crore ki valuation pe paisa mil raha, aapki jeb mein nahi aa raha na, wo paisa, wo company mein aa raha hai. Aapka zyada focus hona chahiye. You're thinking about the wrong things. You should focus on how do I create fiduciary discipline? How do I create a budget? How do I create a plan to spend this money? When people get money, they just go all blaze out.
Yeah.
They just want, can we hire? They don't have a plan. Can you build an anti-fragile plan where, and think, and Murphy's law, startup is all about what may go wrong, will go wrong. And I'm very confident about this. Matlab, when I started a startup, meko laga tha ki yaar, whenever you start anything, no, because you do it because of your heart, you get so emotional about it, ki na aap negative suni nahi sakte. Maine abhi ek apartment liya, to kisi ne mujhe kaha ki ye bekar investment hai. Main usko hi bevkoof samajhta hu ki tereko pata nahi hai, main visionary hu. Huh. Because we don't want to listen. Our logic will always get defied when emotions are involved. So when I started investing into startups, I thought 2 saal mein paisa wapas aa jayega. It took me 7 years to get my first angel investment return. 7 years. So I just realized that though the quantum was like 50, 60, 70x, but I realized that it'll take time. But if you are patient, you are going to make a lot of money. And whether it is investing, whether it is career choice, be patient and compound. Every day, your energy should compound.
How do you make sure that your talent doesn't leave you?
Culture. People don't want to work for more money. People want to work for great culture. People who are leaving companies, necessarily 90% of them are not doing it only because of money. The right culture will always be the cornerstone of every development or every human resource development team in the world. And I think culture is something when your core values, purpose, vision align with the purpose, vision of the teams. The easiest way to build relationships, be it your customer, vendor, investor, is to build common pursuits. We don't usually, it's not that someone drinks, I don't mingle with them. But the moment someone says, I don't drink, you're
That vibe comes out.
The moment someone says ki nahi yaar, like I don't care about valuations. The moment someone says yaar kya baat kar, baithna tu mere saath. The moment someone says ki nahi yaar, main to is valuation pe sticky hu, main isse niche nahi raise karunga. Main kehta hu chal yaar koi baat nahi, apni banne wali nahi hai. So I think common pursuit and culture ka jo culture is intangible. It's in the air. Culture pata hai kaise? How do I define culture is? When I was 5 years old, my father used to tell ki agar aap se koi bada aa jata hai, to aapko paon chune. So what I used to do is when my father was there, then to I used to touch the feet. But when my father was not there, then I did not used to touch the feet. One day what happened, my father was observing me from the back. But I thought he's not there. I didn't touch the feet. My father said, beta, main aapko dekh raha tha, aapne hai na, touch nahi kiya, ye to galat culture hai. Uske baad se hai na, mere father hai ya nahi hai. मैं हमेशा टच करूंगा, कोई मेरे से बड़ा आ जाएगा तो. सो दैट इज अ कल्चर. कल्चर इज व्हाट हैपेंस व्हेन द ओनर इज नॉट देयर इन द रूम. आई थिंक दैट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट
टू दैट. एंड बिल्डिंग दैट
इज द हार्डेस्ट पार्ट
बिकॉज
इट्स बेस्ड ऑन रिस्पेक्ट, म्यूचुअल एडमिरेशन, ऑनेस्टी, ट्रस्ट, लॉयल्टी, लॉन्ग टर्म फीडबैक. देयर आर सो मेनी थिंग्स टू.
It's so difficult. I can feel that because I know. So sometimes, and you know what happens the worst is you have an idea of how your company and people are,
yeah,
versus how they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and that's when things go really, really wrong because you feel ki yaar, ye jo problem hai na, meri team mein bhale har cheez aa jaye, ye problem to nahi aayegi. And next day wohi problem aati. And that becomes the problem very hard. So you think that is, if we read more, if we understand more and try to inculcate those abilities, that will be able to solve it.
100%. I think culture is a byproduct of your brand exercise. The day you build your purpose and vision, no, you will be, and ek aur bada interesting, and this is something which I always tell people, your first 20 hires are going to build the culture. You never build the culture alone. It's always a team. So a lot of people ask me, how do we? I've hired wrong people. I realized the easiest way to hire good people is instead of doing, because people lie on their CVs. 90% yeah. People lie on their CVs. CVs are the worst way of hiring now. The best way is senior hire hai na, usko hai na, bolo kya pasand hai tereko. Badminton pasand hai, basketball pasand hai, jo pasand hai, meko bata, cricket pasand hai. Uske saath na, aap ek bar badminton ka game khel lo. 6 ghante mein wo baith ke hai na, aap se jhoot bol sakta hai, because he's not stressed. वो माइंड गेम प्ले कर सकता है, लेकिन आधे घंटे की बैडमिंटन में जब वो स्ट्रेस में होगा ना, ही विल टेक आउट हिज ट्रू फॉर्म. आप सिर्फ वो रिकॉर्ड करो, और आप देखो कि वो स्ट्रेस में किस तरीके के उसके जेस्चर हैं, उसका क्या, when he was under stress, how was he behaving? Was he cocky about losing? आप दो मिनट में बता दोगे कि नहीं यार, put people under stress to know their true culture. नहीं तो people lie. 90% of the times people lie.
That's a good way to test who to hire, who to not. That's a great way to hire.
And as such, in your teams, play sports every month. मैं तो इतना, I'm so mad about it. मैंने अपने farm पे full-fledged cricket stadium बना दिया और एक golfing ring बना दिया. I एक badminton court बना दिया because my teams need to play. I realized sports is A, it's you again, you build cult. It's an enabler for cohesion. At the same time, you get healthy. And at the same time, you start noticing trends. Ki yaar kaun aadmi hai? Because as a founder, you need to see between the lines. Who's here for the money? Who's here for the... because ek aadmi, one bad fish will rotten the entire pond.
Do you remember of any one thing where it got very hard for you in your journey? And you were like, ki agar ye mere saath nahi hota, toh shayad main ye lesson hi nahi seekhta. Aisa kuch hua hai kabhi?
Always. I think every time, a bad investment, bad hiring, extremely poor choice of property, extremely poor. Har din hota hai, matlab. Aaj bhi hua. Matlab, it's something
ek,
like...
Ek example koi jo bhoat hi aisa tha, kharaab ki yaar, is time pe...
Okay. Pandemic was hard. As a family,
but you sold your business before pandemic,
but we were doing a lot of things in real estate post selling, and at that point in time also I was still the head of Innovate. Okay. So pandemic was hard. When it comes to our family businesses is which we built, we have a hospitality business that was hard, and we took a call that hamare jitne employees hain, we will not even fire or deduct even a single penny salary of any of the employees. So the thing, they were hard decisions, but I, by the end of the day, you don't find these hard, because the more hardships you face, the more. So it's very simple. Agar aapne ek bar long jump kar liya 8 meter ka, example bol raha hu, to aap na uske baad 8 to aapko confidence aa jayega. Human mind kya hai na, we have a, it's a glass chamber. अगर आपको लगेगा ना कि यार इतना ही मैं कर सकता हूँ, तो उतना ही कर पाओगे आप. अगर आपको लगेगा कि नहीं यार मैं 1,000 करोड़ कमा सकता हूँ, तो आप 1,000 कमा लो. अगर आपको लगेगा मैं 10,000 कमा सकता हूँ, जो आप चाहोगे वो मिल जाएगा. द क्वेश्चन इज 99% ऑफ द पीपल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, दे फील देमसेल्व्स टू बी सो इल कॉन्फिडेंट टू थिंक ऑफ अ लार्ज ड्रीम दैट दे डोंट, एंड दैट इज व्हाई दे जस्ट अचीव. मैं आपको बताऊं, मैं जब 26 ईयर्स का था, MBBS करने के बाद 2 साल के बाद, व्हेन आई वाज अ वैगाबोंड, मैंने अपने पर्स में लिखा था कि मेरे को है ना 250 करोड़ रुपए कमाने हैं अपनी लाइफ में बाय द टाइम आई टर्न 30. एंड उस टाइम पे जब मैं लिख भी रहा था ना, मेरे हाथ कांप रहे थे कि ये होगा नहीं कभी. मेरे को आज ये मलाल है यार, मैं 2,500 करोड़ लिखता ना तो शायद वो भी कमा लेता. आई रियलाइज दैट वट एवर यू राइट नो, वट एवर यू थिंक यू आर एक्चुअली वर्थ दैट. योर वर्थ इज एक्चुअली फर्स्ट इन योर माइंड. वट एवर हैपन्स, इट हैपन्स ट्वाइस. वंस इट हैपन्स इन योर माइंड एंड देन इट हैपन्स इन रियलिटी.
Okay.
Good and bad, both.
No, it does make sense. Last two questions I have. Okay. One of them is, you travel a lot.
Yes.
Right. Have you noticed something in some other country which is really fascinating to you? Ki wo India mein hi aur bahar waisi cheez hai.
Bahut sari hai. Matlab, I think India really needs to improve. Nahi to India is going to see a lot of exodus of taxpayers in the country. I think as a country, we really need to learn from so many countries.
Example.
UAE. Matlab, classic example. Registan mein kya bana diya un logon ne. Matlab, it's a classic example of grit and human will. Do you know how much money they earn from oil? 0.99%. 1%. They earn from oil. Matlab, just imagine, aapko pata UAE mein kitne tourist aate hain ek saal mein? 41 lakh. 4.1 million. आपको पता है इंडिया में कितने आते हैं? 3.9. UAE is bloody 2.5% of India's size.
Yeah.
और रेगिस्तान, इतनी गर्मी, टूरिस्ट में, हमारे पास ताजमहल है, So what I'm saying is that, and we are a beautiful country. We really need to, जैसे आपने दीपक ने बड़ी अच्छी बात बोली कि हमें डॉलर रेवेन्यू चाहिए. Easiest way of dollar revenue is tourism. The day we do this 5x, आपका वैसे ही सारी ट्रेजरी भर जाएगी क्योंकि टूरिस्ट आदमी आके बहुत पैसा खर्चा करता है.
So you think we don't put enough efforts in?
Absolutely not. You as a tourist, yeah, you tell me, is it? It's not safe to be a tourist in India. It's
for Indians. It's not safe.
It's not. So I just feel as a country, we need to feel more safer. We need to come above the communal violence. ये ना पता है जब तक हिंदू मुसलमान का इशू नहीं सॉल्व होएगा ना वाइल इट सर्व्स द पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज वेरी वेल इट इज ट्रूली डिग्रेडिंग फॉर द कंट्री. आज भी किसी ने कुछ, मैं इन शॉर्ट्स पढ़ रहा था, कोई रायट हो गया, किसी ने कुछ कर दिया. इट्स जस्ट दैट, मतलब चलो कश्मीर में तो इशू भी समझ में आता है. दिस इज ब्लेटेंट, दिस इज नॉट इवन, मतलब नाउ जस्ट इमेजिन अगर कल को खुदा ना खास्ता ताजमहल के नीचे मंदिर निकल आता है, ताजमहल थोड़ा ना हटा दोगे. मतलब दिस इज नॉट, इट्स दीज आर नॉट थिंग्स वेयर द कंट्री शुड फोकस एनी मोर. वी शुड ट्रूली फोकस ऑन व्हाट इज देयर फॉर आवर कंट्री. एंड सी, वी आर गोइंग टू सी द लार्जेस्ट ह्यूमन रिसोर्स क्राइसिस बाय 2028.
लाइक
लार्जेस्ट
इन 5 years.
या
In our country in or our the world?
Country, in our country specifically.
And why human resource? Because we are the land of humans. So we have so many people here.
The biggest crisis we are going to face is the fact that there will not be enough jobs. There won't be enough jobs. Because businesses in our country, and also skill gap itna zyada ho jayega ki because of our education system, we are not able to produce enough. आज भी अगर हम अपने इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेजेस देखें, फॉरगेट द टॉप 2 or 3%, द रिमेनिंग 98 to 97% इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेजेस आर माशाल्लाह है, मतलब एकदम. सो आई थिंक वी रियली नीड टू फोकस ऑन ह्यूमन रिसोर्स डेवलपमेंट, अनलर्निंग, रीलर्निंग, रीस्किलिंग, एंड माइक्रो एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप इज सो इम्पोर्टेंट. अभी भी उसके ऊपर कम फोकस है इन माई ओपिनियन.
सो दैट्स द,
एंड ऑल्सो सी, just imagine the government is focusing on a metric ke hamare 100 unicorns ho gaye. That's the worst metric to focus on. How do you focus on a metric which is a fallacy? Unicorn ka koi matlab thodi na. Aaj maine agar aapko 20 crore de diye 7000 crore ki valuation pe, to aap 101ve unicorn ho gaye. Private placements are not unicorns. Unicorn should be in profitability. Aap unicorn mat bano, you become bloody 100th of a unicorn but in profitability. You become 100th of a unicorn, and but in true impact, in revenues. There are a lot of startups who have not even 20 crore ka revenue, and I know, and they are a unicorn. And terms like GMV and all, in my opinion, are scam. I might be wrong totally. I'm not at all conservative there, so I don't know, but I just don't understand that.
Okay. Now, the last question, which was again in the startup world only. So when you look at Silicon Valley, right, there have been businesses, the same ideology we follow. There have been places where for 5 years, businesses and startups have been running in losses, and then eventually they turned into something big and something good. So what's happening in Silicon Valley, which we are not being able to replicate, or wo India mein nahi ho pa raha hai? Aisa kyun?
5 saal mein na wo profitable ban jate hain. India mein nahi bante. India mein jo loss making hai, wo aisa nahi hai ki aaj se loss making hai. वो लॉस मेकिंग पिछले सदियों से है. अ कंपनी दैट गॉट लिस्टेड इन एट न्यूयॉर्क स्टॉक एक्सचेंज, इट्स इन द ट्रैवल टेक स्पेस, दैट्स लॉस मेकिंग फॉर अ वेरी लॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ टाइम. सो आई अग्री दैट अमेज़न हैज अ ब्यूटिफुल स्टोरी फॉर दैट, बट अमेज़न हैज ऑल्सो, इट इज अ मार्केट लीडर. वी नीड टू सी दैट आर यू ब्लीडिंग जस्ट फॉर द सेक. एंड ऑल्सो what happens is that these markets keep on correcting. So I just feel that in India today, and even in the US mein, you are seeing a massive companies. Dropbox has lost 73% of its value.
Yeah.
73% of its value is Uber. Uber to matlab hamesha hi apne price point se neeche hi hai jo IPO hua tha.
So I
just feel that Amazon has lost 39% of its value. So I just feel, and these are large companies. Amazon is one of the largest companies in the world. So I just feel that this correction is good, very good. While as an investor, we have lost a lot of money, but it's a good correction. people should focus on profitability. I think profitability will ensure all stakeholders are happy. And at least unit level profitability.
So that's one of the major reasons why in India people are not able to make profits, because make sustainable businesses, because we don't focus on profits.
And our CAC is way too high. Our kyunki hamare desh mein kya hai na, we have a flat pyramid. Hamara customer is so price sensitive. Aap usko kharidte ho market se 300 rupaye mein. Investor ko ye dikha ke iski lifetime value 30,000 rupaye hai. वो आपको देता 30 रुपए, और उसके बाद जैसे किसी और प्लेटफॉर्म ने उसको 300 में खरीदा और कहा मैं तेरे को 50 रुपए का कैशबैक दूंगा, 350 में खरीदा, वो उसके पास शिफ्ट हो जाएगा. यूएस में ब्रांड लॉयल्टी इज वेरी हाई. इन इंडिया वी डोंट हैव दैट. वी डोंट केयर. इफ यू आस्क मी टुडे, यू केयर कि आपको ये माइक खरीदना है. यू डोंट केयर कि मैं अमेजोन से खरीद रहा हूँ, फ्लिपकार्ट से खरीद रहा हूँ, या कहाँ से खरीद रहा हूँ. So in America,
and मैं प्राइस कंपेयर करूंगा चार प्लेटफॉर्म पे और फिर लेके आऊंगा.
एंड इन अमेरिका इट्स अ डिफरेंट स्टोरी. In America, there is no other competitor than Amazon. There is no other player. Which is the second largest e-commerce store in America? Tell me. You don't have an answer to that, because there's no Flipkart. There is no Snapdeal. There's no these smaller ones.
So, iska solution kuch nahi hai?
Do solution hai. Sabse pehla ye, India ki market samajhna chahiye ki India price sensitive market hai. What we try to do, and this is a mistake I made. हमने जब पहला कैंपस लॉन्च किया, हमने कहा 16,000 रुपए की सीट बेचेंगे. एक आदमी टर्न अप नहीं हुआ. The day we engineered our model कि हम 8,000 रुपए में बेचेंगे, तो entire market exploded. The reason we became a household brand was the fact that India के अंदर price sensitivity is here and other things are here. And this is if you want to increase your TAM. बाकी वो 5-10 मिलियन लोग ऐसे हैं जो आप कुछ भी बेचो कितने भी प्राइस पे, वो तो खरीदेंगे, लेकिन उससे आप बड़ा बिजनेस नहीं बना पाते. इफ यू वांट टू बिल्ड अ लार्ज बिजनेस, यू नीड टू इंश्योर दैट योर टैम, योर प्राइस पॉइंट इज एक्सट्रीमली सेंसिटिव. इंडिया इज सच अ प्राइस सेंसिटिव मार्केट, यू कांट इवन इमेजिन. मतलब इतनी प्राइस सेंसिटिव, सॉरी आई एम कटिंग यू शॉर्ट, इतनी प्राइस सेंसिटिव मार्केट है कि यहां पर रेस्टोरेंट एक्सपेंडिचर बिटवीन 7th and 12th इज द हाइएस्ट. That means what? कि लोगों को पगार मिलती है 7 तारीख को, तो 7 से 12 तारीख तक वो सबसे ज्यादा खर्चा करते हैं. उसके बाद फिर वो डिप्लीट होते जाते हैं, और लास्ट वीक में रेस्टोरेंट सेल्स आर द मिनिमम. आई एम जस्ट टेलिंग दैट वो इट्स अ वेरी वेरी प्राइस सेंसिटिव मार्केट.
सो एक लास्ट क्वेश्चन है प्राइस सेंसिटिविटी पे. डू यू फील द नेक्स्ट लेवल ऑफ बिजनेस, द नेक्स्ट वेव ऑफ बिजनेस, पीपल शुड स्टार्ट बिल्डिंग बिजनेसेस फॉर द extreme massy level or mass premium level?
So see, there are three because models.
The premium is extreme premium, which you feel ki wo 5 million customers hai, un pe hazaro brand piche padi kyunki wo sab khareed lete hai, unki loyalty zero hai, right? So we go one level down. We want this mass premium and so then extreme teen, massy.
Teen, iska analogy bada interesting hai. Ya to aap 75 lakh hero bech lo, jo hero ki bikes aati hai. या आप 7.5 लाख रॉयल इनफील्ड बेच लो, या आप 75,000 हार्ले डेविडसन बेच लो. तीनों के यहाँ ना एंड रिजल्ट सेम है. द क्वेश्चन इज वेयर डू यू वांट टू लैंड. इंडिया के सो माय आई ऑलवेज टेल दिस टू फाउंडर्स, डोंट बिल्ड फॉर इंडिया अलोन. बिल्ड फॉर, इफ यू आर बिल्डिंग फॉर इंडिया, सर्च फॉर मार्केट्स विच आर लाइक इंडिया, इंडोनेशिया सिमिलर. इफ यू आर बिल्डिंग फॉर इंडिया, सर्च फॉर मार्केट्स. इट्स अगर आप इंडिया के प्रीमियम में जा रहे हो तो आप दुबई में भी बेच सकते हो, सिमिलर मार्केट सेगमेंटेशन. अगर आपको इंडिया में ही बेचना है तो लाइक यू शुड बिल्ड अ प्रोडक्ट विच इज अ ग्लोबल प्रोडक्ट. एंड द गुड पार्ट विद टेक्नोलॉजी इज टुडे यू कैन. एंड आई थिंक बिल्डिंग अ ग्लोबल, क्योंकि यूएसए के अंदर 10x का फर्क आ जाता है. सब्सक्रिप्शन बेस्ड जो SaaS based companies हैं, अगर इंडिया में कोई कस्टमर इनको $1 दे रहा है, यूएसए में वो $10 से $12 देता है सेम प्रोडक्ट के लिए. सो प्राइस इलास्टिसिटी इज ह्यूज एंड खर्चा उतना ही है. सो आई जस्ट फील यू शुड बिल्ड फॉर द वर्ल्ड टू इंक्रीज योर मार्केट सेगमेंटेशन. सुपर ह्यूमन इज अ ईमेल कंपनी, ईमेल मैनेजमेंट कंपनी, दे चार्ज $30. इंडिया में कुछ भी नहीं है उनका कस्टमर बेस, यूएस में ह्यूज, बट दे हैव सेड हमें इंडिया जाना ही नहीं है ना. So saying a no is so important. Founders don't say no. They want to sell ke nahi yaar main rickshaw wale ko bhi bechunga. Yeah, don't sell yaar, that's not us tak, kyunki har customer ka segment mein jaane ke liye aapko kharcha karna hai.
So it's so the solution for that is build in India for the world.
Yes. Yes. For the similar types of markets. McDonald's or Starbucks ne, I think late 90s mein ek partnership ki. And they said that McDonald's sells food items, Starbucks sells coffee, and obviously log khane ke liye aa rahe hain, log dono le lenge, unka rental cost bach jayega aur customer ko bar bar alag alag jagahon pe nahi debate karna padega. Logically speaking, in us time pe hai na bada acha decision lag raha tha. It was a very interesting partnership and they started rolling it out. It failed massively. The reason was jo customer McDonald's jata hai na wo Starbucks nahi jata. और जो कस्टमर स्टारबक्स जाता वो मैकडॉनल्ड्स नहीं जाता. इट्स वेरी सिंपल. हमारे ना माइंड में कुछ ना प्राइस गैप्स लगे हुए हैं. मैं स्टारबक्स जाता हूं ना, मैं मैकडॉनल्ड्स बहुत कम जाता हूं. इंटरेस्टिंगली जो आदमी स्टारबक्स जाता है वो मैकडॉनल्ड्स को घर पे ऑर्डर कर देगा. उसको मैकडॉनल्ड्स जाना उसको तोहीन लगती है क्योंकि उसको लगता है कि यार सस्ती जगह. नाउ वो इतना बड़ा फेलियर हुआ, मैकडॉनल्ड्स केम आउट विद अनदर पार्टनरशिप. They said, let us partner with Disney. And again, late 90s, they said, ये तो चल ही नहीं सकता. Disney की home theater, ये आप ये क्या नाम है? Amusement parks में है, movies में है, toys में, इन सब में है, और McDonald's खाने में, ये क्यों चलेगा? That worked very well. Because, and that was the conception of Happy Meal. And if you know, McDonald's is the place where maximum number of birthdays are celebrated just because of that particular partnership, because of toys, because of. So the thing is, TGs jab same hote hai na, tab na aapko, kyunki hame lagta hai ki yaar hum apna product, because as founders we are very passionate, hame lagta hai hum apna product sabko bech sakte hain. Hum itne overconfident ho jate hain. Technically speaking na, hame sabko bechna bhi nahi chahiye. Hame sirf ek specific type ka, uska aap customer se puchho kya khate hai, kahan jate hai, क्यों जाते हैं, क्या करता है. द डे यू नो योर टीजी, 99% ऑफ बैटल इज वन देयर. बिकॉज फिर ना आप फेसबुक पे वही एज ग्रुप डालोगे, वही सेक्स डालोगे, वही उसकी इनकम ग्रुप डालोगे. अब जैसे हमारा बड़ा सिंपल था कि हमें एस्पिरेशनल प्रोडक्ट बनाना है फॉर मासेस, बट एस्पिरेशनल. हमें हार्ले डेविडसन नहीं जाना, ना हमें हीरो जाना, हमें जाना रॉयल इनफील्ड, मीडियम स्केल लग्जरी. यू नो वेट विल नॉट लुक लाइक अ simple sort of a co-working player. We will look like a very heavy on design and extremely sexy ambience, good ACs and all. And we said, hamare ko hai na, kahan jana, hamara customer kis type ka hai? Humne kaha, hame Starbucks ka customer lena hai. Duniya mein sabse zyada kam store band hote hain Starbucks ke. Humne kaha ke ek hamara simple decision matrix hai, jahan Starbucks hai, uske 5 minute ke walking distance pe hai, to hum jagah lenge, nahi to nahi lenge. It's as simple as that. So you start building product analogies and you start taking help from Starbucks ki team ko pata bhi nahi hoga ki yaar hum unse itni help le rahe hain, unki 300 logon ki real estate ki team hai, main to afford nahi kar sakta. Unhone kahin koi jagah kholi hai to soch samajh ke hi kholi hogi. Hum log zyada sochte hi nahi hai. 5 minute ka walking distance hai across all Innovates. 5 minute ka walking distance Starbucks.
Nice. That's a great way to think and align your DG, aur uske baad fir aapka bahut problem bach jata hai. Nice. Ek question tha. You said ki build global products, build in India for the world, right? For similar markets in the world. But why is that like that? Ki India ki zyada koi global brands hai hi nahi. Like if you see, we talk about McDonald's, we talk about Starbucks, they are cultural shifts. Like they formed cultures in India. India was not a coffee drinking market. Now the urban India started drinking coffee. India was not a burger consuming market. Now for us, it's like an everyday thing. Coca-Cola, हमारी जो like we used to drink Rasna, Jaljeera, we have completely like you know just we've forgotten all of that and we drink Coke and Pepsi. So there's a lot of culture we learn from Western world. Do you think India का कोई ऐसा brand अभी तक बन क्यों नहीं पाया?
So अभी सबसे बड़ा उसका reason ये है. So as brands mature, they look for future growth. If you see any sort of quarterly revenue report of any corporation, उनको है ना आज की प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी से ज्यादा ये लगता है कि कल का ग्रोथ कैसे होगी प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी की. सो वाइल कोका कोला इज मैसिवली प्रॉफिटेबल, Amazon इज मैसिवली प्रॉफिटेबल इन द US, दे नाउ आर लुकिंग आउट फॉर एरियाज जहां पर ना मिडिल इनकम बढ़ने वाली है. एंड जो पहले इन्वेस्ट करना चालू कर, दिस इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. मासा टोल्ड अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग थिंग. ही सेड दैट आज से 20 साल पहले टेलीकॉम इकोनॉमी का शेयर लेने के लिए इंडिया में 700 करोड़ रुपए खर्चा करना पड़ता था। आज 1% शेयर लेने के लिए 70,000 करोड़ रुपए का खर्चा करना पड़ता है। बिकॉज द अर्लियर यू अक्वायर द मार्केट द बेटर इट इज फॉर यू। So that is why all these companies want to come. Starbucks is a negative cash flow business. They are not making profit in India, but they will make profit. They are looking at, they are, jab India mature ho jayega, China mature ho jayega, wo chale jayenge Africa mein. Continuously this cycle of India ka challenge kya hai? We don't have profits. We don't have profit. Hamare profits, aap ye batao, consumer brand mein kaun sa profitable company hai Tamiz ki, jiska scale ho. Hamare profits kahan pe hai? Minerals mein hai. हमारे प्रॉफिट्स कहाँ पे है? ऑयल में है। हमारे प्रॉफिट्स कहाँ पे है? टेलीकॉम में है। बट वी टिपिकली वी डोंट हैव प्रॉफिट्स। हमारे प्रॉफिट्स रियल एस्टेट में है, हमारे प्रॉफिट्स एयरपोर्ट लीजिंग में, इंफ्रा में है। बट टिपिकली इफ यू सी आवर कंपनीज, वी डोंट हैव सस्टेनेबल प्रॉफिट मार्जिन्स। और वो मार्जिन इसलिए नहीं होते क्योंकि पहले तो इसलिए नहीं थे के थे ही नहीं। अब जब ब्रांड्स बने हैं तो ये सब प्लेटफॉर्म्स हैं, इनका प्रॉफिट मार्जिन अगेन अमेजोन खा जाता है। आज आपको एक D2C ब्रांड खोलना है, 29% अमेजोन लेके जाता है, 29%। आप सोचो, यू आर ब्लडी पेइंग 29% ऑफ योर और रेवेन्यू। अगेन उनका प्रॉफिट बढ़ता जाएगा धीमे धीमे, एंड दे विल ऑलवेज कीप यू कैप्ड। एंड बिकॉज दीज आर मोनोपोलिस्टिक बिजनेसेस, दे विल कॉन्टिन्यूसली इंच बाय इंच इंक्रीज द प्राइसेस।
सो डू यू थिंक it's a bad place to start a consumer business right now?
Not a bad place, just that
risky place, tough place.
It's tough to do anything in India. It's tough to be everything in India. Matlab ye na mera apna belief hai, and I'll be very candid about it. Baki mulkon mein gareeb hona mushkilat hota hai, India mein ameer hona mushkilat hai. So India as a country, you know, it's a very hostile country to do anything. So, building, आप LLP बनाने चले जाओ आज, LLP का पोर्टल बंद है 3 महीने से। आप LLP में कोई नहीं चेंज कर सकते इस वक्त, 3 महीने से पोर्टल बंद है LLP का। What I'm saying is that India is a hostile country. First of all, we should know this. And because it's a hostile country, opportunities are there. But you need to really like the amount of hard work that you do here. And if you get X, you would have gotten 10X there, outside India. So, it's just that consumer businesses, mein D2C and all are great opportunities. But you ask me, who is making money in D2C? People in D2C are basically making money for 40% Google or Facebook le jaate hai, advertisement ka. Bacha hua percent wo Amazon le jaate hai. Uske baad aapki headcount ho jaati hai. Aadmi 9-10 single digit profit margins pe aadmi kahan se business chalayega? So, जब तक इसके लिए गवर्नमेंट इज कमिंग आउट वेरी गुड पॉलिसीज, एग्जाम्पल UPI वॉज अ ग्रेट वन एग्जाम्पल, अभी ये जो ई कॉमर्स के लेवल प्लेइंग पॉलिसी लेके आ रहे हैं। सो द आइडियाज वी नीड टू रियली एम्पावर, एंड वी नीड टू बी अहेड ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी रादर देन कैचिंग अप विद इट। एंड जैसे US में तो एंटी ट्रस्ट हियरिंग्स होती हैं, CEO को बिठा देते हैं कि भैया बताओ इसका क्या हुआ। इंडिया के अंदर कोई है ही नहीं एंटी ट्रस्ट। So we are actually building an organization called ADIF, Alliance for Digital India Foundation, to check these kind of monopolistic behavior. And Android ka 96% market share hai. Wo koi bhi policy le, you have to accept it.
Yeah, because koi option hi nahi hai. Pura market, pura har cheez, it's gone there.
Bilkul.
Is it the, also the reason my news pad raha tha abhi thode din pehle, in shorts pe, ki I thought 1,771 tax. Millionaires have flown away from India to find or apply dual residency.
Yeah.
So is there also a reason? Because it's so difficult, because it's so hostile, people who have made money or made wealth, now they understand that if they put in the effort with the money which they have in some other countries, it'll be easier for them to...
Haan, matlab a lot of people are looking at... See, India is a land of opportunity. They want to do business in India, but at the same time, India also... There is a chance that India can go towards a... It's a two-edged sword. We have hostile neighbors from everywhere. Pehle to Nepal kuch nahi bolta tha. To Nepal bhi bolne lag gaya. So, matlab, what I'm saying is, there's not even a single neighbor which is extremely cordial with us.
Yeah.
We have and almost like two of our largest border sharing neighbors are equipped nuclearly. At the same time, we have disputed territories. At the same time, we have very fragile and a very emotional population. दो मिनट के अंदर है ना ट्विटर पे हिंदू मुसलमान का विवाद खड़ा हो जाता है. दे डोंट थिंक, दे वेरी डीपली इंग्रेव्ड, एंड दैट इज व्हाई बॉलीवुड वर्क्स वेरी वेल. जो मैंने आपको स्टोरी बताई ना, हीरो चैलेंज हो, दिस इज अ इंडिया, इंडियंस आर वेरी इमोशनल, तो दे गेट वेरी लबाइल वेरी क्विकली कि हमारे रामलला को ऐसे किया था उन्होंने. सो एंड दे गेट स्वेड बाय कॉन्वर्जेशन एंड कॉन्टेंट. द फ्यूचर, आई विल टेल यू व्हाट इज माई ओपिनियन, व्हाट विल हैपन इज these large distribution technology platforms will control how India thinks. Jo aap dikhaoge, because by the end of the day, what people see, they will make their mind.
Yeah.
So, hermit kingdom yehi to hai. So, I just feel that people really need to have their own mind. They should really, and for that, they need to be analytical. Our education system does not allow you to question. Teacher se question nahi hum log pooch sakte. Teacher gussa ho gaya to mere ko pass nahi karega.
Yeah.
So, I think, fundamentally, education and healthcare are the two backbones of the nation. जब तक वो नहीं improve करेंगे, तब तक है ना typical India के challenges नहीं एक तो solve होंगे. Secondly, obviously, there's so many of my friends who've left India. It's something which is very sad. And India really needs to think about how do they retain their affluent.
Okay, so last question, which is a question of the day. I know you're getting late. It's now that we have so many challenges, we have, challenges of CAC, we have challenges of profitability, we have challenges of price sensitivity, infrastructure, like a lot of challenges, right? In like after accepting these challenges, what do you feel is the right sector, the right place to do business in? Like what can be the best next business? Where do you feel is the next big opportunity? Ki yaar, ye cheez karne pe, I think India, बाकी सब चीजों के लिए लेट्स से रेडी नहीं. जैसे फॉर एग्जांपल कंज्यूमर गुड्स के लिए इट्स राइट नाउ डी टू सी में इट्स ब्लीडिंग बिकॉज़ ऑफ एक्स वाई जेड प्लेटफॉर्म्स.
आई थिंक द बेटर क्वेश्चन हियर वुड बी फर्स्ट आस्क व्हाट आर यू गुड एट. तो देयर थ्री सर्कल्स. व्हाट एम आई एक्सट्रीमली गुड एट. देयर हर आदमी के पास ना, आपकी जैसे कोई एक स्किल होगी जो मेरे पास नहीं है, मेरी एक स्किल होगी जो आपके पास नहीं है. Every person, our brain print is a million times more sensitive than our thumbprint. So everyone comes with their own sense of skill, ability. Ek aadmi ko aap kitna bhi dance sikha do, wo nahi sikhta. Ek ko na sikhao, wo bhi achha dance karta hai. So what are you good at? Ek to ye jo aapko bhagwan ne kis cheez ke liye banaya hai, acha. Jiske liye na aapko mind nahi lagana padta. Jo na easy, frictionless aap kaam kar lete ho. Second is, what is it that you really find joy. Matlab, joy as a word is very important. What do you find joy in? Aapko kya pasand hai? Ek to hai ki yaar, aap ye kaam achche se kar lete ho. Aur ek aisa hai ki ek kaam aisa hai jo mereko na padhne mein, it leaves me fascinated. For me, that joy is traveling, real estate, startups, technology. And last is, what will people pay for? Log kya karte hain? Ye dono ke wo... People don't understand. A lot of people ask me कि नहीं यार, आपने हमें हमारे बच्चे को कहा था कि आप passion follow करो. वो उसको गिटार का passion था, मुश्किल से 9-10 हज़ार की नौकरी कर रहा, गिटार बजाता रेस्टोरेंट में. I said you should also ask what will people pay for. Market कहाँ पे है? ये तीनों को जब आप mix करोगे ना, तब आपके पास answer आएगा. In my opinion, markets in India, in my opinion, anything related to technology stack is amazing. मतलब यू एंड नॉट ओनली फॉर इंडिया बट फॉर द वर्ल्ड. द गुड पार्ट इज टुडे यू कैन बिल्ड इट फ्रॉम इंडिया फॉर द वर्ल्ड. पूरा फ्रेशवर्क्स ही ऐसे चल रहा है. मतलब व्हाट आई एम सेइंग इज दैट देयर आर ग्लोबल कंपनीज कमिंग आउट ऑफ इंडिया, एंड इंडिया विल बिकम अ हॉटस्पॉट फॉर टैलेंट, स्पेशली टेक्नोलॉजी चैलेंज. द सेकेंड वन वुड बी इंडस्ट्रीज जहां पर ना लेबर, जैसे छोटा सा एग्जाम्पल है मैन्युफैक्चरिंग. India has the potential to become the next China. And things like Industry 4.0, anything, robotics. Matlab, India has the potential to be the pioneer of Industry 4.0. And I called it Rania 53. Robotics, autonomous vehicles, nanotechnology, Internet of Things, machine learning, artificial intelligence, 5G, 3D printing, these are things which are going to engulf us. The question is, aaj bhi ek building banane mein 2-3 saal lag jata hai. Aaj construction mein itni technology aa gayi, aap 3 mahine mein bana sakte ho. But the whole idea is, how do you amalgamate technology with value creation and finance? India is a country where aaj India agar ek cheez ke liye jana jayega technology mein, that is fintech. USA mein card system is very good, mobile system is pathetic, pura broken hai. India ka jo mobile interface hai, Modi government has done a phenomenal job for these kind of healthcare. India can become the true healthcare technology platform for the world. So I just feel India ke liye ye bade interesting segments hain jahan pe people can really work around.
Thank you so much for watching this episode till the end. Make sure that you like, subscribe, comment and share it with everyone else around you, because you never know. One conversation can spark an idea which can be the start of your billion-dollar startup. So share it with your friends, family members, enemies as well. Just share it with each and everybody. You never know what happens next and who you're going to help in the process of sharing the right information. Until the next episode, keep figuring out.